Artist Dean Lester is with us. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks, Nards.
What do you think of tonight's meeting at Cranbourne?
I don't mind tonight's meeting. There's going to be probably a few short price favourites, but there's a little bit of value in a couple of races as well, I think.
Okay, well, the first race, this is a filly's a mare's maiden over 1600. Take out runners 3, 4 and also 5. We've got number 1, Bellamia at $1.95. It's the dominant favourite. The 8, Value Abbey is at $4.20 and White with 1's at $3.80.
I think it might be the little bit of value here, White with 1, number 9. I thought the run 2 starts back was very good, and last start just went too hard up on the speed, and whilst the winner Akamon was impressive, they just overdid it up front, and she's entitled to fatigue late. I think she's got a good chance maybe of beating Bellamia, who's the one to beat. Her effort was good at Mornington last start. She gets the addition of Blinkers here and Luke Nolan taking over. I think they're the two. 8, Value Abbey. She grounded out quite well in a 58 grade of race last start, leader dominated race. And 7, Platinum Magic gets the Blinkers on, might be an improver next best, but really 9 and 1 stand out. 9, 1, 8, 7.
So we go 9 from 1, 8, 7 in the first. The second race is a maiden over 1300. Now the scratching in this, you can take out number 6. Main ones are number 5. Sotheby's at 7. Then you're down to Estrella Fella, who has had the two runs back now this campaign at $3.40. King Kabuto at $6.50. Poolside Hamilton at 7. And you've got Troon, who's at $4.60.
Yeah, the one that interests me here each way is number 9, King Kabuto, for the Aaron Purcell stable. That debut performance was very good at Sale, beaten about 4.5 lengths by Lena's Hero, who then went to Sandown and won, and of course beat the subsequent Corville Guineas winner, Mighty Boss. And then at the second run, just wasn't quite as effective, but put away by the stable, King Kabuto, and has trialled up nicely. Another good ride for Luke Nolan. I'm going with number 9 to beat one, Capel Sound, who I thought trialled quite well at Stony Creek recently, and I like that it's kicking off at 1300 metres. I think it's over the odds. Certainly chances to 8 Estrella Fella, whose two runs in have been okay, and 11 Troon, who's been around the mark in all four runs this time in. But, yeah, I thought the $6.50 represented a nice value about King Kabuto. 9, 1, 8 and 11.
So 9 from 1, 8 and 11. Race 3, this is over 1,400 for three-year-old fillies. Take out runners 1, 2, 6 and also number 11. Main ones in betting are number 3, Hardly Surprising at 4. 4, Jealous Tycoon at $7.50. The 7 Necessary is at $3.60. Pamela, who's a first starter at $7.50, down to Reliabelle at $9.50, and Re-Release is at 6, with Think Blur at $7.50.
Yeah, I've been pretty taken with the two race day performances of number 7 Necessary. The debut run at Moe was good, and then Geelong last start was a terrific effort. It was really winding up late, hitting the line well, and I think a repeat of that is going to be very hard to beat. The extra 100 metres will suit as well. To beat 10, Re-Release, who has been running well in these Friday night meetings at Cranbourne, looks competitive again. 3, Hardly Surprising. Thought it was an even run on debut without being outstanding at Moe behind a lamb, and then another similar sort of run at Warrnambool. Looks competitive again. And 4, Jealous Tycoon was massive odds in the same race as Necessary and ran very nicely. That was on the home track. Certainly better for that experience. But I thought 7 would be hard to beat. 7, 10, 3 and 4.
7 from 10, 3 and 4 in race number 3. Look, we go over to the fourth race now. And having a look at the market here, we've got a short price favourite. You can take out runners 2, 6, 11 and 12. Number 5, Amberell, is at 8, down to Belle Saliva at $1.60, and Electron is at $4.20.
Yeah, it deserves to be a short price favourite. I think Nard's Belle Saliva on the back of that first up run behind Falling Waters, who then ran well in town. The third horse, Shelia, has won since, so plenty to like around the form. And really, I thought on that occasion, she probably should have won with a bit clearer running. This is a weaker race and deserves to be a short price. Number 7 to beat 4, Ultimate Quest. Comes off a non-tab run, it's Hanging Rock, beaten a length and a quarter, should have won easily. Just seemed to get cluttered virtually all the way up the straight, can get into the placings. 8, Electron was an even run without being anything exciting at Stony Creek, but from barrier 1 here can probably get into the placings. And Amber was well in the betting in a handy maiden at Warrnambool. went poorly, but I noticed that the cross noseband and tongue tie have been applied here, suggesting there might have been a breathing issue on Debut. Could be an improver here, but Seven does look the short favourite of the night that should be winning. 7, 4, 8 and 5.
So 7, 4, 8 and 5 in race 4. We're now up to the legs of the quaddy, with race 5 being the first of those. You can take out the 7, number 1 Belwazi, 225. Rocket's Red Glare at 440, down to Tarindar at 750. Don't Doubt Marley at 9.50, Wrecking Ball at 8, and then you're down to Educate, who's at $6.50.
Yeah, a little bit of a quandary with the favourite here, Belwazi. I thought it was out of her usual form last start. Previous runs had yielded 4 wins and a second from 6 runs, and she was on pace and a bit plain late at Sandown. Now, whether it was the 4 weeks between runs and she was fitter, or she's deeper into the preparation, I'm not sure. But I've tipped her. I couldn't take the short price because of that last run. Rocket's Red Glare was very good at Moonee Valley. Hasn't raced for just on a month, but looks well placed. And that's when he goes best, is when he has his races spaced. Tarindar, who's nearly a city class horse at his best, was even first up, very plain second up, but this is probably a weaker race. And number 6 Wrecking Ball, shouldn't take much notice that he only won at Hanging Rock last start. He's a lot better than just a Hanging Rock non-tab winner. He's got good talent, and that was a good confidence boosting win, and his previous run at Werribee was terrific also. So not a lot between the main chances here. 1, 3, 4 and 6.
1 from 3, 4 and 6 in race 5. We look at race 6. This is over 2,060 metres. You can take out 5 and also number 9. We've got number 1 Star Tierra at 5, $6 for King Valua. Then you're down to Ackermon at $3.70, Big Pat's Pontiac at 7, Toan Thang at 4.60, Charlie Cheval at $8.50.
Yeah, I thought the Toan Thang ran pretty well last start at Flemington. That was a high-pressure race and won by Civil Disobedience, who should be winning there again tomorrow. And I thought Toan Thang battled on okay. This is a weaker race and probably a little bit lower pressure. I'm leaning his way. I think King Vela might be the danger. First up, he just was not quite sharp enough. And then at 1,800 last start, they got to him very quickly and looked like they're going to run right away from him. But the last 100, he was kicking back. It was a good stayers run. I think up to this trip, he's the danger. 3, Ackermon was an impressive maiden winner last start. This is a little bit harder and a little bit further, but looks to be shaping up nicely. And Star Tierra, he's got the big weight, but he is racing well in this grade. I think 7 and 2 are the principal chances in a competitive race. 7, 2, 3 and 1.
7 from 2, 3, 1, race 6. We look at race 7 over 1,300. You can take out runners 4 and 9. Now we've got number 1, Blue Tycoon, who's the favourite at 2.15. Ballina Clash at 7.50. 4.60 for number 5, Perugia. Then you're looking at Golden Fusaishi, who's an $8 chance, and Merry Magic at 9.
I like Perugia here. Nard's number 5. I think his first up run was adequate down at Caulfield on Boxing Day, and then last start at Warrnambool. No match for the stablemate, who I think is well above average Kingswell Dream, but ran well and now gets to 1,300 metres, which really suits him. He's 2 from 2 in this distance range, and I think with a bit of racing under his belt, he's a good chance of beating the favourite Blue Tycoon, who ran well here 2 weeks ago behind Charlotte. He's got to run a strong 1,300 metres. That's the query for mine, but he's the other winning chance in the race. I think they've got a bit of a gap on 6 Golden Fusaichi, who showed talent last time in, raced well. That was on softer ground, but can be competitive fresh. And Ballina Clash, who's a long time between wins, but in 64 grade, he's always at least a place chance. But I think 5 and 1 will dominate. Going for a bit of value, 5 to beat 1. 5, 1, 6, 3.
5 from 1, 6 and 3. And then looking at the last, which is over 1,500, you can take out runners 5 and 8. Here we've got number 3, Elegant Queen at 5, down to Seductive Miss at 3.60, and Zero Secrets is at $1.80.
Yeah, and probably deserves to be. Has come up really well this time in. The first up win, thought it was an okay performance at the Saturday night meeting here, and then most recent run, that was a slowly run race and a dash home, and wasn't really suited, and even though he led, I think if he rolled along at a better speed, might have won. Should be able to get the money tonight to beat 7 Seductive Miss, who was quite a good win at Geelong 2 starts back. probably didn't run the longer trip last time out. Back in trip here, suited. Three, Elegant Queen. She has this, she's sort of never out of work and she ebbs and flows in her preparation. A little bit of a downer last start, but this isn't a strong race. And Lannister on the comeback trail probably needs another run to be a winning chance, but might place 9, 7, 3, 1.
So we go 9 from 7, 3, and 1 in the final event. What's your best roughie quality and also your play of the day, Dean?
The best is race 3, number 7, Necessary. The value for me is race 2, number 9, King Kubota. The quality, first leg, 1, 3, 4, 6, and 8. Second leg, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 7. Third leg, 1 and 5. Last leg, 7 and 9. Play of the night, I'm going to take the early quaddy. First leg, 1 and 9. Second leg, 1, 8 and 9. Third leg, 3, 7 and 10. And the fourth leg, 7 only.
Good luck with it. Thanks, Dean.
Beauty. Thanks, Nats.
There's Dean Lester with his preview of tonight's Cranbourne meeting. This is Winners and RSN 927 at 28 past 10.